Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great weekend. By the way, it's already July. July 1st today. 4th of July on Thursday.
July 1.
A lot of new fiscal year starting today.
Hold it here.
Yeah.
Fiscal.
We're in sync. Jake's way over there.
What's going on over there?
Look at this microphone extension.
Like you're in New Zealand.
Yeah, what's going on
here?
It
feels like that to me, too. Well, there has been a change, not asked by me at all, in terms of the setup in this area.
Okay. The setup's different. What is it?
Well, I have been moved a lot farther to the right.
Should we move all the way over?
No, you shouldn't, because it's okay where you're at. It just
move
makes
over a little bit.
There's a lot of movement.
I can't even hear you as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of leaning here, more involved than there was before. This is about the farthest this microphone goes. I'm told that...
Shoot off a flare!
Mike, 6 of you. I feel very far.
Mark yourself safe.
It feels like I'm in the panhandle of Nebraska right now. You guys are in Lincoln, Omaha. I'm in the panhandle over here. On the broadcast, looks that way, too.
You'd be out in my ag district.
I would be, yes. I'd like to go out to Scotts Bluff, Gary. You know, Holdridge is not quite the panhandle, but yes.
You're far.
It's a long ways away. I guess people want more space for their laptops, which that's why we have computers for here. It's my own personal opinion, but here we are.
Because we have computers, don't we?
Yes. We got two computers right here to use for people's notes and everything, but we need to have
a fourth one.
Personal laptop space here. Yeah. So
okay,
here we are.
I'm moving a little
here.
Closer.
You're fine. I can still see you on the broadcast. Just
well,
fine.
We're here. Here we are.
We are here.
What's
on a Monday.
Going on out there?
It's going to rain.
It
looks like it's going
to
rain.
Tumultuous. Does that work?
Tumultuous. You put an R in there, didn't you?
There's no R in
tumultuous. That's how they say it in Pender. Yeah. Tumultuous would be. That's fine.
There's still an R in it.
Ben is here. The gang is here. We're doing a Monday show.
Ben is here today. Feels good.
We're doing a Monday show.
Ben is back. He was not here Friday because of an hour situation. But now
remember
Ben
that?
Yeah, Ben is over. Now Ben is back, though. So we're glad to have Ben back.
Ben, if you have to leave halfway through, we understand.
That happens.
Yeah, just leave halfway through. We understand. We'll get your hours over.
I was always amazed by reporters when something big would happen. Say, well, I'm over hours. No. So you can't cover it. Interesting.
I've been grounded a few times on recruiting trips by over hours.
No, you were.
Oh, absolutely.
Seriously?
No, not myself, by private plane pilots.
Oh.
Yeah, when they hit whatever it is. I spent a night in Roswell, New Mexico.
Did
one
you?
Time.
Nice.
Yes.
How'd that go?
Roswell. It was fun. It was all right.
Yeah, you can adapt.
All of a sudden, they're going, we're shutting it down. We can't go any further than this. We're done for the day.
I'd almost welcome that.
I didn't go throwing my hands like, well, just press on. I'm like, nah, just get a hotel.
Find an Outback in Roswell.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably did.
So not a big deal.
Yes, here we are.
We are here. Sip, you asked before the show about Wimbledon. I don't know the update of Wimbledon.
Don't worry about it. I just saw a Wimbledon shot.
Do you ever watch tennis on TV?
I mean, back in the Connors, Chris Everett days, Tracy Austin.
Borg, better times.
Wendell.
McEnroe.
Yeah, there you go.
That was incredible tennis.
Martina Navratilova.
That was pretty well done.
Yeah.
Tough name to say.
I don't know if Wimbledon's going right now or not. I just saw it when I walked in. It was there,
on TV.
They showed Wimbledon on the screen. I thought
we'll
maybe
confirm that here at some point
sports
during the show. Sports. Sports in July 1st.
I should explain that sports one more time.
Yeah,
to
please
you guys.
Do for the new listeners.
The reason I will blurt out, Bill would be, I think, actually sort of interested in this because it was a different time. The reason
is it better times?
What do you think?
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Give us a year.
89.
Nice year.
It's a good year.
Sports. The reason I say that is because the Journal Star used to work the desk and people used to call. That doesn't happen anymore in newspapers. You know, you worked an 8-hour shift and a part of your shift was answering the phone, scores coming in. And my friends used to make fun of me the way I answered the phone. Sports. So yeah, that's why. I mean, because that you know you'd answer the phone. Sports, simple. You know, make it snappy.
Do that for your personal cell phone now. See how that goes. Yeah,
that's not a bad idea. An ode to the past.
Yes.
Question. Probably would have been 10-11 here. Where I just remember growing up. My dad was a high school football coach.
You would call in, right?
But no. But to try if it's a home game, whatever. You would try to get home in time to watch the. The scores would come. There was a Friday night show at 10:30. Came on after news was over, and then they have about a half hour show. And then a lot of times the scores would just be like on a ticker on the bottom. You know, that's like, you know, Wayne beat Blair 31-29 or whatever. And so you're trying to follow it in scores and all this. Does that still even happen anymore?
I think it does.
Is it because you can just find it? Because now you can just find it online immediately.
I think it does.
Is there still a show?
I think so. It's tough to find up-to-date high school sport scores still, like in terms of like real time. Mm-hmm. That's one sport that for some reason, like they don't have a website that is that for everything.
But my dad used to have to call in. If it's a home game,
right.
You call
in. The paper.
Game's over, it's 9:45, whatever, get down to the locker room, like at 10 o'clock, whatever, yeah, you had to call in.
He would call in the TV station, he'd probably call the Journal Star and Herald.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I used to take information from coaches like your dad. It's possible I took information from your dad, wrote up a box score, and then just like a few paragraphs. Yes. You know, now I want to say something. The Journal Star might still have that on Friday nights. I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know. I wasn't ever around on Friday nights in my later years, so I wasn't. I mean, but for a lot of my career, yeah, you answer the phone at night and type up little things like that. Not little things, but you know. Box scores. Sports. That's why I blurted it out.
We like that. Thanks for the, you know, giving us the history on that.
Yeah, we're talking sports.
We are. But before that, idle chit-chat. Anything else, Bill, from the weekend? What do you got from the weekend over there?
Nothing.
What?
Oh, nothing. For God's sake, Bill.
I'm saving it for better times. Okay. Things coming up. Yes.
Sip, anything from you?
Some things will show up down the line.
No, it was. I careened through the weekend.
I love when you do that.
Yeah. I love those weekends. Yeah, I was careening. But here I am, and I had to do some work, so I got ready for the show last night.
Well, Bill told me to call him yesterday, and I did, and I was walking through a pasture
when he called
in Seward.
With the baby strapped to his chest.
Right.
Strapped to my friend.
Yeah, well.
It was like Little House on the Prairie.
It was.
Basically so, yes.
With a little different, though.
Yeah.
They were drinking wine.
Went to Junto in just west of Seward.
Junto.
Just east of Seward, by the way. Yeah. Just east of Seward on the way into Lincoln. And yeah, they have like a 3.5-mile walking path out in the pasture. It's mowed well. Nobody, not a single soul besides us out in this path yesterday.
Is that right?
Yes, not a single soul.
Where was everybody?
Drinking wine or not doing anything. It was a nice day. It wasn't 105 degrees. It was like 78 degrees. It was a pleasant day to go walk on a trail.
You're right.
I had about 5 ticks in me. I wiped off at the end of the day. That was fun.
Did you?
Ticks are horrible.
Yeah.
Ticks are terrible things.
Mm-hmm.
But I found them and I killed them, flushed them properly
down
the toilet.
Did you have them in your head?
No, I hope not. I checked thoroughly last night. But
did you?
On the legs, yes.
Yeah. Ticks.
After the walk.
Yeah, I got to watch for those clothes. Yes. I don't watch for them very closely.
And you know, we like to shout out small town restaurants in the show. We like bars. We talk about all these.
We love bar food.
How about the spare time? Bar and Grill in downtown Seward. It's connected to a bowling alley. It's got a beautiful new patio outside.
Spare time.
Yeah, spare time.
I've eaten
Have
there.
You been there, Bill?
Absolutely, I've eaten there. It's just on the... It's kind of on the east side of the square or something like that, on the east side.
Absolutely.
Yes, I've dined there.
You've been there?
Yes.
100?
Yes.
What did you have, Jake?
I had some pulled pork and what else did they have? Good. A salad and something else. It was good.
It's the same thing. It takes you back to kind of a Madsen's type of setting where you're dining and then you're in the background, you're hearing bowling. And I don't know if it gets better than that. Yes. I went there with Gary Brockoff. Went there.
Please tell us who Gary Brockoff is.
He's another one of the cast of characters.
Oh, yes. From Pender.
He's not from Pender. He's actually from Seward.
Oh, okay.
He's from Seward. At one point in time, we were all living together right out where I would just finish my grad school at Kearney State. And we're all living together. I was living on their couch. And he comes and tells us one time, because he's a project manager and he built his own house. It was me, him, and Duke. And he goes, hey, just letting you guys know that I'll be going to be moving. You know, I built my own house and stuff. We're like, that's awesome. We'll come. Like, didn't really invite us, but we went. So we moved into a brand new house. Me and Duke. Duke got an aquarium and leopard print sheets for his water
bed. Did he? Yeah. All right, Duke.
What's that song you sing that involves sex?
I've never once sang a song about that, so I don't know what that means.
What was that?
You did it the other day.
I don't think.
Yeah. Stand down.
See, though? That's the one I'm talking about. Down.
Duke's Golden Line. Yeah. Want to see my aquarium?
It's a good one.
It's pretty good.
Not bad. Pretty solid.
Yeah.
Shout out to Seward.
Yeah, let's move on here.
Last thing before we move on to sports.
Sports.
As you may or may not know, this weekend on Saturday, Shaquille O'Neal was in Lincoln, Nebraska. The
what?
Chef.
Time out.
Somehow that got by me.
Somehow that went right by me, too.
Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal, the Shaq, was in Lincoln at the Royal Grove under a stage name DJ Diesel. He was here. It was a packed house. I did not go. I saw video of before and after this. This place was absolutely packed. There was a line that went all the way out, basically this Cornerstone Highway is how long the Royal Grove line was on Saturday night. I had a friend there. Shout out to my friend Keith that went to this. I said, give me a report on how Shaq was in his DJing at the Royal Grove. He said this. He says he was on for an hour and gave a few nice shout-outs of Go Huskers. Place was absolutely packed. He kept saying, I might stay the night in Lincoln, but then I'm sure he flew 30 minutes later after his set and flew right after. He's a huge human, though. It was a crazy act. People had an amazing time with Shaq DJing in Lincoln, Nebraska at the Royal Grove.
So when did this break?
This is probably two weeks ago it broke. He was going to be here.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Why were we not there?
Why did we not get some sort of a media pass for that?
You and your media pass.
Yes. I'm throwing that out
Shaquille
there.
Shaquille O'Neal was in Lincoln, Nebraska.
You saw it. I wore it when I came and ate my hamburger standing up.
I like the way you think. You should get a media pass. Don't you have a media pass? This Diesel? Hey, that was Saturday night.
That was Saturday night at the Royal Grove.
I don't know if it
all I know is this. Just the fact that it was at the Royal Grove is what impresses me the most. That's what impresses me beyond belief. Because the Royal Grove, that's been rolling since our day.
It was rolling in our
day.
And
the Royal Grove was probably, wouldn't that start late? Early 70s?
Probably.
Right, early 70s, like that. Then.
Somebody would know that.
So
history.
It sat vacant for years. It came back in about 2015 or 16. It got revived.
It did sit vacant.
It's had several owners since it reopened again in 2015, 16. And now it's got new ownership again. Took over a few months ago. And getting Shaq, it's a pretty big deal for the Royal Grove and Lincoln in general.
And they packed the place.
It was packed. The videos I saw, that place was, probably overly filled. It was full.
That's beautiful. I'm serious.
That is.
I wonder what it was like. I wonder how.
Lincoln is back.
Your friend is your age?
Yes.
Was he there?
He was there, yeah.
Keith, me and Bill, if we could go to something like that.
I would like to have been there in the back and in the corner, just gotten there early and just set up shop and just kind of watched it all.
Yeah.
I doubt there's a chance all of a sudden I'm out in the middle of a mosh pit.
No.
No, that wouldn't have happened.
I don't know. Jake
would have.
Is it a dance?
You think I'd be in the mosh pit?
You would have danced.
You think so?
Yeah.
Here's where old age comes in. Is it a dance party? Is that what we're talking about?
Pretty much.
Okay. Imagine you being up to somebody, want to dance?
See, aged out. You aged out of that. Aged out.
When do you age out? Is it 40?
Probably. Yeah. Before 40? Thanks a lot. I've been aged out since 18.
I was just asking what the age.
It's been 18 years. How about that, Bill? What is it, 40? Simple, you've been aged out for 20 years.
I was just asking a general number of when you age out.
That's fine. Like that. I'm not attacking you. I'm not.
Okay.
We deal in reality. You are all flustered over there.
Well, look, I'm leaning. I have to lean to get to the
Ben's
microphone.
Ben's in a different spot because he's afraid of being on TV.
Right. If Ben was to be, so
Ben's supposed to be right over there.
Yeah, Ben would be right behind me.
His whole day's up. So I walked in. When I came in today, I walked into a hit show.
You did.
Oh,
yeah. I was not happy.
There was anger. There was everything. And all of a sudden, Ben knows he's on TV. He's combing his hair. There's all kinds of
comb
stuff.
Your hair?
Oh, he did. He combed his hair.
Wow. But, you look good, man.
But we survive and we advance and we adjust in the show.
Survive and advance.
Yeah, I could tell Jake was discombobulated. I've worked with him
long
enough.
Does this look comfortable to you, what I'm doing right now?
No, I can just tell when I walked in the vibe this microphone? Different.
Let's do a roll call.
No, we're not doing a roll call. We're not doing that.
Roll call.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs the rest of the summer and into fall. Thanks. Was he in the garage this morning, Bill?
Andrew. What's that? He is not, but he will be stopping by today because I told you Andrew saved our yard at the cabin, so I was up there this weekend. Did the weed spraying with the chemicals and the apparatus that he sent along.
Jeez.
And that will be returned to Andrew in fine shape. Nothing worse than someone bringing something back to your bar like, here you go. Like, well, this is nothing like what I gave it to you like. This. Yeah, I'm sorry. I ran over it. But everything's fine, Andrew.
Don't worry. Bill's got you covered.
Everything is fine.
We're all good. 464-5685, call or text as always. Nebraska, they had a busy weekend in recruiting. They got a...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sierra Wright from USC, the transfer defensive back who started 11 games for the Trojans in 2022,
mm-hmm.
is making his way to Lincoln. Also, last night, Sip, you wrote about this on your Twitter, and mm-hmm. also
Twitter.
For On Three. Hey, head up!
Mm-hmm.
Houston Kahina Torres, did I say that right?
That's pretty good, Jay.
Houston Kahina Torres commits to Nebraska. Let's start with Sierra Wright. We knew about this about 2 weeks ago of interest in Nebraska, but officially over the weekend, he does commit to
Friday.
The Huskers.
Yeah, Friday. We've covered this, so I'll just keep it brief. He'll have an opportunity to compete for the starting cornerback job opposite Tommy Hill, and he'll compete with Malcolm Hartsog, Jeremiah Charles, Dwight Boodle. That is the job that was probably going to be Bly Hill's. Bly Hill, of course, went down in the spring game with a knee injury. He'll be back at some point this season, according to Matt Rhule. Now, so that's that. Sierra Wright. Now, the most interesting thing about Sierra Wright to me is the story, him coming from Hollywood to Lincoln. He played parts in Two Broke Girls. You guys know that one? Two Broke Girls?
Yeah.
It's actually kind of funny.
CBS show, right?
I don't know what network that is.
It's not on anymore, I don't think.
Well, that's the timeline's confusing to me.
Hold on.
Because that show's been over for like about 5 or 6 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he appeared in the TV shows Two Broke Girls. Probably as a boy.
Okay. So
Training Day. I don't know Training Day.
I don't know that one, no.
Life in Pieces. Don't know that one. instant mom and grownish. I do know grownish. He also played the son of NBA star LeBron James in the 2021 movie Space Jam, A New Legacy. So he's an actor, apparently. But he's not going to be doing that in Lincoln, I don't think. Unless they're shooting something in Lincoln. Or maybe a movie.
I hope they do. Yeah, I hope
maybe something at the Lead Center.
The Ross, maybe. go to the Ross.
I was thinking that it would be more like a movie came to Lincoln like it did. It's done a few times when stars found their way. Like one time I went to Council Bluffs with Chris Penn and Ray Menefee and had steak. Chris Penn was in shooting a movie.
Not Sean Penn, but Chris Penn.
Chris Penn. R.I.P. Bill would know the movie. All the cast is around here. I can't say. It's like Tu Wong Fu was in the...
I cannot help you on that one. Hey, breakers know about Tu Wong Fu.
This was the 80s or in the early 90s, maybe early 90s. Yeah, somebody will know. It'll come in. Somebody will know the movie.
David? Anybody want to text it to? What's the movie Sip is talking about?
Yeah. Anyway, so did you go to David? Did you go to the lineman?
I did mention him.
Yes. Now
the name again: Houston Kahina Torres, 3-star inside offensive lineman from Honolulu, Hawaii.
He committed yesterday. What I like in this world is a lineman that commits that's earmarked for center. Just someone that says I'm going to play center makes me happy. He's going to be a center, is what they're telling him. And I don't know if he's saying that, but that's what they're telling him. That's awesome. There's a center. There's a future center. I don't do this. I don't like doing this in front of Bill when I say I watched this film.
Why not?
Because it's an amateur now.
What'd you see? What'd you see? Walk us through it, Steve.
He'll fight you.
Yeah.
He'll put you on the ground, and he won't help you up. I kind of like that look, by the way. I like him putting people on the ground and then just looking at them and walking away. Doesn't bother me in the sport of football. Maybe some people would say, no, that's not good sportsmanship, Sip. I don't know. It doesn't bother me for some reason. And there's on his film, he'll bury people and then just walk away, which I like. He's got an attitude. I like it. I like the pickup. I don't know. I mean, you never know how these things are going to go. But they got two offensive linemen in the last 5 days or so because they got Brian Tapu as well. That was Thursday, right? That was Thursday.
That's right.
Yeah. So they needed offensive linemen. These are the first two offensive linemen in the class. I don't think Tapu's taken he's not going on a mission from what I read. Jake mentioned that the other day. So there you go. They got some beef in the class and a corner.
And we have an update on Tu Wong Fu. This movie about. Yeah. This is from on our phone. Me and Bill got a text from Scott Miller, the governor and mayor.
Oh, nice.
Of Nebraska.
Congressman Miller.
Maybe we should have breaking news in this.
Of course he knows that. He knows this?
Yeah.
You know. Probably should do breaking news.
Per Scott Miller and other people on the text line, Tu Wong Fu, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar. Wesley Snipes lived down in the Haymarket and came to Laszlo's quite a bit. Apparently.
I didn't know that.
Patrick Swayze was involved.
Swayze was involved.
It was filmed in Loma, Nebraska, too, a little bit, too.
Yeah, I don't think I'm mixing this up.
Swayze was here.
Yeah. They used to hang out here.
Wesley Snipes.
What year was it? That's the key.
I'm trying to get the year. Anybody want to give me the year confirmation?
Also, the reason, you know why this story broke with Scott Miller? You know that Scott Miller is the inventor of Laszlo's, right?
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yep.
Of Laszlo's?
Yep.
Lincoln Staple?
Yep, he's the inventor of Laszlo's. He ran Laszlo's until he moved on to Lincoln Industries.
You got
to
be kidding me.
He's the one that used to mix up the honey mustard sauce in the back.
Are you serious?
The honey mustard sauce, which I put on my fries, which is incredible.
That's how you do it, Bill.
Miller's also the one that they had, well, we got your ketchup, and you got your, he's like, how about we throw together some honey mustard? Like, I don't know, you have a recipe? He goes, let me go back there and dabble with some stuff. Boom. Pops out about an hour and a half later with the honey mustard from Laszlo's.
That's key information for his campaign.
Yes. If someone told me that right now, just one thing, tell me one thing about yourself. Yeah. I invented the honey mustard at Laszlo's.
Well.
There's my vote.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd get my vote just that, but it would help.
It'd help.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what party.
Oh, Ben's asleep. Ben's out. See, he was down. Ben was down.
1995 was the movie.
95, that sounds about right. 94, 93, 94, that, right in that area.
Somebody lived in the top floor of the apothecary during
this. Chris Penn. Chris Penn was in it. I think that's the movie that
they bunked together. About.
I don't know. We went to a boxing show in Council Bluffs. It was bizarre. It was a bizarre night. But yeah, there you go. Thank you for that. Who sent that in?
A lot of people have said this.
Really?
Per Greg on YouTube, he says, part of Tu Wong Fu was filmed in Loma between Valparaiso and Dwight. My wife's grandparents were in it with their polka club during the festival scene.
This story is this.
We got to watch this movie.
This is right up there with what happened in Royal with the zoo.
This is pretty cool.
It's pretty close.
They were around. Those guys were around. I mean, they were around.
Was this movie any good? Anybody who watched this?
Didn't watch it.
I had no idea. I've never heard of it before today.
What was Swayze doing in the movie? Is he a good guy or was he running a dance club?
I'm not sure.
Well, I can give you the scoop on the
IDP.
What's the little?
What's the IDP? Whatever that is. IBDP.
This is from Wet Blanket. WB with us.
Okay.
Okay.
He says, Tu Wong Fu was filmed in Loma. It was a movie about cross-dressers stranded between New York and California. Starred Patrick Swayze, Wesley Snipes, and John Leguizamo. How do you say that last name?
Could be.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And he says, Jake, you do not need to watch this movie. It was terrible.
Hmm.
But it was filmed here, though. Yeah.
Everybody has different tastes.
Ben's got to go over there now to tell me the caller and the certain setup.
Can't do it where you used to.
Wait a second.
Well, you can't see Ben.
I could turn around like this.
Yes.
I could. We have a caller about the movie. Do you want to hear from the caller?
Yeah, please.
Okay, we got Rob. Rob, tell us more about the movie Tu Wong Fu.
Okay, so they're like in a kind of like a drag show competition in New York. Wesley Snipes, Patrick Swayze, John Leguizamo, and they are going across country to go to L.A., and they get stuck in a small town.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's Loma, Nebraska, which is where I'm from. And basically, they just run into the law and hang out with the small town folk in the tiny little town. But it's a good movie. It's not...
Okay.
It's a good movie. It's not bad.
All right.
It's a good movie, and they're all just like trying to stay in their drag outfits in this small town, basically.
Huh. Okay. Thank you.
Was
Rob.
It car problems? Was that what held them up? Some car problems?
Car problems mostly.
Yeah. I can see
and
it.
The law. Yeah.
And hijinks ensue.
Hijinks.
Thank you, Rob.
But it's worth watching.
Okay. All right, we'll check out maybe Tu Wong Fu. Thank you to Rob for the update on that movie.
Yeah, it was kind of
a big
deal.
Back to Sierra right now, being active. Maybe now we bring up Tu Wong Fu because of that.
I just want to see Swayze reading that.
Swayze's still around, right? He's still with us?
No.
I don't think so.
Is he not?
No.
He's been passed Swayze away. And Chris Penn are both not with us?
I think Swayze's been gone for a while, hasn't he?
Yeah, okay. Like 20 years.
What about Wesley Snipes? Is he still with us?
I think Wesley's still with us.
Chris Penn is not with us. I mourn that one.
Patrick Swayze passed away in
2009.
Okay, 2009.
That was 15 years ago.
Swayze's like, no longer with us. Yeah, so there's a lot of people that couldn't talk about that movie. Anyway, that's good. Thank you to whoever called. Who was that?
That was Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
And Wesley Snipes is still with us.
Yes,
he's 61 years old.
Yeah, I know Chris Penn's not. Sean is. Sean is.
People aren't happy that he didn't know that Swayze had been dead for 15 years at this point. Bill's like, no.
No. I was like, no.
He's not with this anymore.
I must have been confusing him with somebody.
He must have been checked out. 2009 Swayze.
That was in 2009.
Anyway, thanks Scott Miller for the honey mustard and running Laszlo's.
So there you go. There's your update on this weekend. Sierra Wright, Nebraska defensive back from USC, and the Hawaiian Houston, I forgot his name already, Houston Kahalani Torres.
You handled that incredibly well.
He did.
Because I would not have handled it incredibly
great
well.
Job.
Yeah. So he, I'm not sure who he chose Nebraska over. I could probably figure that out. Hold on a second.
Three-star from Honolulu.
Yeah, three-star from Honolulu.
Chose Nebraska over California, Arizona State, and Michigan State.
Yes, Michigan State. That's your three schools. That was the big one. Michigan State was the one that Brian Munson referred to as... It was close. with Michigan State. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Nothing.
The Swayze element?
Yeah. He's still getting some Swayze, some personal Swayze text over here regarding what you said. That's what I'm laughing about.
2009, he wouldn't have been that old then.
No.
He died a young man.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So did Chris Penn. I mean, he wasn't old either. I think he was in his 50s. So I don't know what more else to say about Houston.
I got it. Kahina Torres.
I think it's Kahina.
Houston Kahina Torres.
Right.
From Honolulu. 6'3", 293, class of 2025.
Yeah, he's a mauler.
Center, as you said.
Yeah, he's a mauler. And the other kid, Brian Tapu, is a big... I mean, they only list him at 6'5". I can't believe he's only 6'5". Well, in fact, we had listed him at 6'8". Then he measured at 6'5" at Nebraska. He's all 6'5". On film. He's a monster. But he's really raw. He's only played football for a year. But he's natural. He's a natural. He'll be fine.
I'm seeing that Chris Penn passed away at 40 years old.
40? Yeah. This is,
40.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you for the update.
You're welcome.
I can't believe that movie came up today.
You brought it up. Yeah. You said Wong Fu on the airwaves. Not us.
Yeah.
I never heard the movie before.
But so I got some of it right.
You did?
Yeah.
You got some
there
of it
right. There was a movie.
Yeah, and I definitely remember them. I didn't go over to Barry's, but the people would say, yeah, except the crew was over at Barry's. And Ray Menefee, the late Ray Menefee, who was a boxing coach, boxer in Lincoln, knew Chris Penn. One night we went over to Council Bluffs to a boxing show and had steak, and it was really fun. Chris Penn's, as you would imagine, is very funny. So there you go.
Before we get to break, I'll give a quick plug for our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. I could use some IT help right now. IT would be wonderful.
Imagine
over
if they
here.
Were here, that'd maybe be moved back within seconds.
Seconds, and I'd be happy.
This is a huge adjustment.
Look, I'm leaning. I'm going to have a posture problems over here at this point. Anyways, they're in all 93 counties of Nebraska. They're Nebraska's preferred technology partner, and they do everything, all sorts of IT work. They have a robust and proven effective cybersecurity solutions. They have phone systems that support multiple offices. They set up your free .gov email addresses, too, if you're a website for that. Also, Bill, anything else you want to add for Apply Connective here?
No. I've been hacked! That's what we're fighting. That's what they stop. That doesn't happen again. It doesn't happen again. This, like I said, this is a big deal. I've had certain people deal with it where people will, they basically, they come over and it's like you've been kidnapped, and they take all of your, they hold your information hostage.
Malware. Well,
they do.
Yes. And then all Excuse of a sudden, like,
malware.
You can have it all back for like $30 million. We'll give you all your information back.
Ooh.
Yeah, you want to have someone guarding your stuff. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They work very closely with Steve and FDIC.
Do they?
That's important.
The Shindaddy.
It's important.
Very important with that.
There you go.
Learn also, more.
Yeah. Go ahead. You're good.
AppliedConnective.com or call 866-358-0109.
How are we going to do this with the callers and Ben? How are we going to just shut up
Ben,
simple?
You can put it right here. I can look behind me and see right there.
Yeah. You don't have to walk all the way over. You,
I like to walk
around. Walk behind you guys
that
over
seems
there.
Like incredibly inefficient to me.
I would agree with that.
I mean, incredibly inefficient.
To
take
Nebraska.
A call and then walk over here.
I can see it right here in the corner. We'll be just fine there.
Sneak it up there in the corner. In the coffin corner, okay?
When we come back, let's get updated on some more comments from Texas A&M regarding Trev Alberts and how he let Jim Schlossnagel walk next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy,
Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.